Hello, this is Rabbi Eliezer Hirsch. We're continuing with the halachas of Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch said in the Siman Sif that we just mentioned that you have to check for chametz b'chol makom ha'shderach la'achlas on chametz. Or you only have to check in places that the normal procedure is to bring the chametz there, which means any place that's not normally bring board chametz there at all, one does not have to check. So I get questions all the time, what places one have to check. So it depends on the room. So if it's a bathroom, where generally speaking, no one eats there, you don't have to even check the bathroom anywhere. And in terms of cosmetics, we spoke many times, the Chazon Ish, and many, many poskim, including the Chazon Ish, I like to say the Chazon Ish because he's usually strict, but the Chazon Ish and others say that any toiletries or shampoos or soaps or anything like that is not edible, even if it has oats as a main ingredient, one can use that on Pesach, because the oats or whatever five grains in there is not food. Certainly, that holds true if it's kidney oats inside. But if it's chametz gomer inside the as one of the ingredients, one does not have to put that away for Pesach. One can use it on Pesach because it's not considered to be food at all. It's not edible. And this is something that the many kosher agencies used to say it's not permissible, but of late, the last few years, they've been saying it is allowed, and I think that's really the proper way to act. Therefore, any place that doesn't have chametz normally brought there, like a bathroom, or some people don't eat in their bedroom, some people do, but even in a bedroom, there are places where one does not have to check, like a sock drawer, for instance, or closet if you don't think you have food in there, because no one brings chametz into that area. Any place in your house, like a bedroom for some people. Some people eat in their beds, so that type of person has to check their bedroom in the areas that they eat. But if they're not going to put Twix bars in their sock drawer, for example, or their t-shirt drawer, one does not have to check those places. And that includes any place in the house that one normally does not bring chametz in there. But if you think you did bring chametz to that area, that's a place that must be checked. How much chametz does some have to worry about? Meaning, how much do you have to look for? So the answer is anything that would be edible. So that excludes crumbs. So if you have any crumbs, worry about crumbs in your house, you don't have to look for it unless it's in your kitchen. The kitchen is a problem because even one crumb can make something chametz. But outside the kitchen or the dining room, it could be a problem because if the dining room food chametz crumbs fall in your soup or something in your food. But it will tell you how to deal with that later. But anywhere else in your house, like your couch, no one's going to stick their hand inside and eat some crumbs out of there, then that's not something you have to check for. It's only something edible, I always say like a Cheerio is a good example of something that's edible. The Gemara calls it gliska yafa. Gliska yafa could mean something larger than a Cheerio, but I think a Cheerio is enough to be strict about that because some people actually eat Cheerios that they find on the floor and they don't adhere to the 5-second rule. But the truth is that anything that's edible excludes anything that's soiled or impossible to get to or crumbs that someone wouldn't eat. So therefore, anything on the refrigerator, under any appliances, does not have to be checked for chametz if you don't plan to move those appliances during Pesach. It's called a mapolas. So a big thick wall falls on something. You don't have to check underneath it because no one's going to lift it up on Pesach, and it's as if it's buried in the ground. It's not accessible. So that's the only thing one has to be concerned about finding on Pesach are items that are edible. That rule only applies outside the kitchen. Okay, we'll continue these halachas in the next class. Have a wonderful day.